Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, your cash flow expert. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show today. Hey, I'm excited to have you here because, you know what, just like you heard in the intro here, it is so important about creating cash flow today. It's not about saving for 30, 40, or 50,000 years from now and in hopes that maybe someday you might be able to retire. It's all about creating cash flow now. How do you create and take control and create real freedom right now, not way in the future? You know, I was just talking to somebody just today. They said, you know, a lot of times people ask me, well, Chris, how do I describe you? Many of my clients will even say, Chris, you're so different than every financial person I've heard. What do I call you? Because I don't want to call you a financial advisor. That's almost insulting because you're really not. I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, and it's funny because I was just talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, some people, you know, look for retirement planners, but really I'm a retirement doer. You know, we're not about planning for someday in the future. It's about how do we actually make it happen now? And especially if you're in business, is how do we create that financial freedom today? And if possible, create freedom within your business and even outside of the business where you've got real freedom and you've got options. You know, how would it feel if you could just work in your business, not because you have to, but because you love it and because you want to? And a lot of people make decent money in business, but a lot of times they're just stuck. Like they'll have money and they'll take it. And any extra money they have, they go and they throw it into some sort of, you know, mutual fund, retirement plan with some advisor. And maybe the advisor is a really good hearted person, but then they're throwing in there and gambling it away when it should be either one, being used in your business, or two, if it's more than what you can handle in your business and you're trying to save it on the side and hope that it does something, make sure that it's safe and that's absolutely allows you to actually create cash flow outside of your business too, but without distracting you from your business. Because so many people will try to throw it into mutual funds and throw it with some financial advisor, and then maybe it might do something, but in reality, it's probably gambling away. So it creates fear and scarcity, and it creates this massive mess where, yeah, you're making good money in the business, but it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. It feels like you're just throwing water on a desert floor, and some pools a little bit, so you get a little pool, but it's not nearly what you thought it was going to be. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to address those of you in this situation. If you're in a situation where, one, you're in business, you're making good money, but you feel like it's not sticking, or two, you could be in business, you may not be in business, there might be a few of you that maybe you've done a really good job saving a good amount of money, but you just haven't figured out what to do with it. You realize, especially if you're a baby boomer, you even realize more that you've watched the markets go up and down and left and right, and in reality, it hasn't done much for you, has it? Now, some people say, oh, the last few years have been great. These are people that have only started saving in the last 5 to 10 years max. They're like, oh, it's been awesome, especially in the last 6, 7 years. Yeah, congratulations. You got in the bottom and it went up. Guess what? Now, as of the date of this podcast, we've actually watched it go down about 8 or 9% in the market. That's in the last month. And what's happening is, and this is what I'm going to predict is happening in your mind right now. If you've been watching the market, well, one, if you haven't been watching it, this is news to you. You probably don't even realize you're losing money right now. We talk about money leaks on the show all the time. Do you realize that some of the biggest money leaks I've seen with my clients hasn't been from spending money? It hasn't even even though taxes, we found a lot of money with tax savings and savings on debt and things like that. That's not always the biggest one. Sometimes the biggest money leak I see is the money that's being lost that you're not even looking at. And that's a lot of times in people's retirement accounts. And I'll tell you, I've been in the financial industry now for over 14 years. I've watched two recessions. I'm about to witness a third recession. Even if you don't believe it's going to happen, everybody else pretty much knows it is. Anybody who knows anything knows that we're probably heading into recession right now. And it hasn't happened yet. It's still a okay market, but people are very cautious. This is the reason why the market's gone up for nearly seven years in a row, which, by the way, has not hardly happened ever in history. It's been going up almost 7 years in a row. It went down point nothing percent last year. The prediction is, of course, that if you have anything where you have like six up years, you're usually going to have at least 2 to 3 down years. So here's what's happening. If you've got somebody that's a financial advisor, you're going to say, hey, what should I do right now? And they're going to say every time, well, one, you should diversify a little bit. If you're worried about the market, we can put you in safer funds. Or two, they're going to say, you know what, ride it out. You know, this is normal. Look at how much money you've made in the last 6 years. We don't want to stop that, you know, and we just don't know how far the market would go or when it would go up. So just stay in it. You're in it for the long haul. Eventually, it's just going to go up over time. So you should stick with it. That's what they'll tell you every time. How do I know? Because I taught the same crap myself. This is bull. This is basically a sales job. If I could be so blunt, it's a sales job to tell you, hey, don't pull your money out because as they are paid on commissions, they're going to say, hey, if you pull that money out, I'm paid on money under management. I get paid a percentage when you keep money in there. You pull it out, I'm not getting paid anymore. And so some of them are going to have more ego than others, especially if you say, hey, I want my money out of the market. If you try to do that, some will say, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's not smart. Hey, it's going to go up over time. You shouldn't make any rash decisions. Well, guess what? It doesn't take a genius to figure out when the market goes up 6 years in a row that it's probably going to go down for a couple years. That happens normally. And your advisor might even admit it, but they'll still tell you to stay in it. That's ridiculous. Why would we stay in it when it's been at a high? Wouldn't we want to, if they were a smart advisor, wouldn't they say, you know what, get your money out of my stuff. Like, get it out, put it in cash or put it somewhere safer right now. And then you can worry about taking that money and putting it back in after it's gone down for a few years. Because here's what happens. If the market goes down, say even 20%, which by the way, when there's a pullback, a correction in the market, as they call it, right? When the retirement money starts to go down, usually it goes down pretty fast. It goes down faster than it goes up. And it'll go down between 20 to 40%, sometimes more, sometimes 50 or more percent. But let's use a 20% example. You realize if the market goes down 20%, it has to go up 25% to get back to where it was. Well, Chris, what do you mean by that? Let me give you an example. Say you've got only $10,000 you've got in the market, right? If it goes down 20%, you've lost $2,000. That means you're left with $8,000. Now, if you want to get back up to $10,000, and we're not even talking about the fees that you're paying in the meantime when this is happening, that's even more. But if you want $8,000 to grow back up to $10,000, your $8,000 has to make $2,000. Well, that's not 20%. That's a 25% return because that's a one quarter of that $8,000, right? So that means when you lose 20%, you need to make 25% just to break even. Now, if you have to pay for your costs, which you are paying costs in your funds each and every year, no matter what fund you have, there are no such thing as 0% funds. There's no such thing as free funds. I promise you. Even if you're trading your own money, you still pay fees. I know because I taught 200 people how to trade stocks and options. You still pay something. So now you have to pay fees on top of that. So it means you probably have to make at least 26, 27 to 30%, depending on how much you're paying in fees, to get back to zero. So yeah, the financial advisor will say, well, the average rate of return is this. Well, they do that because averages look better than the actual returns because they can manipulate numbers that way. And I have a whole other podcast on that from before. I'm not going to get into that here. Here's the thing is that for you to get back, and remember, the market goes up much more slowly than it goes down. So if an advisor was smart, they'd probably tell you, hey, maybe you don't want to be in the market at all right now. Maybe you want to be out of it. Maybe you want to be in something else that's safe, that's going to make you money. And then a few years later, you jump back in when it's at its low. Buy low, sell high, right? They always say that, but they don't actually ever have you practice it. That's the ridiculous thing. And think about this. If you've got $100,000 or more in the market, say you got $100,000, you lose, say, 40% in the market, then you've lost $40,000. And if you lose 40%, you need to make a 67% rate of return to get back to zero because you got to make 2/3 of that money back. That's crazy. And so And, you know, I met with somebody just the other week where they have $600,000 in the market. Now, granted, their advisor is doing a decent job because they are pulling money out. They're actually using it as a, kind of a partial retirement. And so he's put them in more conservative stuff. But the problem is they weren't making much money either. And the thing is, they always say, be diversified. Be diversified is ridiculous. Diversification doesn't work. Diversification just means that your advisor doesn't know what he's doing. And diversification means that you don't know what you're doing. It's like, hey, let's just, it's like going to a used car dealership and saying, let's buy five used cars in case that one is a lemon. So we'll just buy five of them. So at least the other four will run if the one breaks down. Do you want five crappy cars or do you want one good one? And by the way, you make more money when you're focused. Look at the richest people in the world. They don't go and diversify all over the place. Even when Warren Buffett says diversify, he's actually not diversifying that much. Compared to most people, where you throw in a mutual fund and invest in hundreds of different stocks and options and bonds and things like that, I mean, you're all over the place and your money doesn't make a squat of difference to those companies. You don't create any value, and dollars follow value. And so if you're not creating value with that money, which you're not, if you're using mutual funds, you're violating principle. And therefore you are a gambler. If you think you're investing money in the market, you are wrong. You are a gambler. I told this to the 200 stock clients that I had, just so I had a good conscience when I would teach them how to make money in the markets. I would say, hey, just so you know, you're a gambler. If you're doing this, you're a gambler, because there's no way that you're creating value with a little bit of money that you have. Unless you're Warren Buffett and you're buying good chunks or shares of a company where you're actually on the board of advisors and you're actually putting input into the company and you have control over how that company produces, great. That's awesome. But the thing is, if you're the typical American, you're not doing that. And so you're throwing your money into stuff that doesn't even work. And you're violating principle every time you have that money in there. And if you're the person that says, well, I don't believe in gambling. Well, guess what? You're gambling. If you're in the market and you're trying to expect something for nothing, you're gambling. That's it. You're gambling. Plain and simple. You're not doing anything. How are you bettering people's lives by throwing money in the market? Well, my $2 went to Walmart over the last 10 years. Well, that's great. Walmart didn't care. Your $2 didn't make a difference with that, within that mutual fund, that teeny percentage of your money that goes in there. They don't care. It doesn't do anything for them. They already made their money when they went public with their shares. They're making their money on the inside with preferred stocks and all that kind of stuff, right? So the moral of the story is this. If you've got your money in mutual funds, you are a gambler. You are not an investor. You're at best a saver. And even then, you're probably looking at the next couple of years with frustration. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to have an advisor say, stay in it for the long haul. It's going to go down. You're going to wonder, should I get out? Should I not? And then finally, after about a year or two, you'll watch the market go down. You'll say, okay, enough's enough. I should get out now. And then you get out the bottom. So some of you will do that. The other of you will just say, well, it's probably at the bottom now, so I shouldn't get out now. So I'm just going to stay in it. And you'll ride the entire wave, and it'll take you 7 to 10 years to get back to where you were in the beginning. Do you really want to wait that long to get back to zero, which is what a lot of people do? They wait at least 5 to 7 years to get back to zero when the market starts to go down. Do you really want to do that? Or what if you could make money now? What if you could do it today? Let me give you an example. I have a client right now where he actually decided he loves real estate investing. He wanted to do that as his business. He didn't have a business. He's one of the few clients I have that didn't have a business. He decided to do real estate investing. And the cool thing is he bought 3 properties over a course of a year. Those 3 properties are net cash flowing him $1,250 a month. That's over $15,000 a year he's netting. But that's not all. On top of that, he has renters basically paying down his mortgage for him. So he's building equity in his properties. There's also appreciation happening with some of these properties. So he's building equity there. He's also getting tax benefits that he never got as an employee through his job. And so he's getting all these things. If you really tally up all the money that's being built in equity, even if the market doesn't go up, even if the real estate market's flat, the money that's being paid down to his mortgage, plus some tax advantages he's getting, he's easily making an extra $20,000 to $25,000 a year from just $80,000 from his IRA that he used. By the way, most people don't realize you can use retirement accounts to do things with real estate, buy franchises, and do other things that could actually create real cash flow today versus saving it and hoping and praying it's going to be there. And then all of a sudden, if the market happens to go down right before you retire, you have to say, well, I'm in it for the long haul. I'll wait another 5 to 10 years before I retire. What if you're dead? What if you missed out on all those memories and those experiences you could have had today because you said, well, I can't control the market. I just hope that the market bails me out. You're at the whims of the market. You're a slave to your financial advisor. You're a slave to the markets. You have no control over your life when you're just hoping and praying that something works out. Take that control back. Fire your financial advisor. Get a new perspective and stop putting your money in things that create scarcity in the first place. If it creates more fear and uncertainty and doubt, do you really want that? Scarcity just takes money out of your pocket. It doesn't put money back in. And I'm getting sick and tired of watching people do this. And I've watched people, even people that are, you know, even friends of mine, where they'll say, oh, maybe I should get out of the market. I know, Chris, you talked about Y2K15 and you talked about that back in 2014. Yeah, I did. Well, I don't know if I should get out yet, though. Okay, well, I can't tell you to get out because I got rid of those licenses so I could be blunt and honest with you. Because if I had securities licenses, if I were a financial advisor, I couldn't tell you anything. I'd have to say, like, you know what? Yeah, I, you know, just talk with me, which is still kind of the advice I give you. But I want you to be certain to say, hey, listen, like, don't believe this crap. I couldn't hold a securities license anymore and feel in good conscience. I got rid of that back in 2005 because I didn't want to be the guy responsible for lying to people to say that my paycheck was based on whether people kept their money in the market or not. That is wrong. That is not ethical, in my opinion. You should not be, if you're a financial advisor, you should not be compensated based only on whether people put money in with you. Granted, you might be trying to think you're creating some sort of value, but you're not. And you, if you're investing your money with them, guess what? They're going to be doing what's not in your best interest, but in the best interest of the company they work for, because that's who pays them, not you. So do you want to be that person? Do you want to be in that situation where you know that somebody's saying, oh, I'm seeing things just like I did as a financial advisor. I saw things in the market I didn't feel comfortable with, but it was hard to say, to tell people, well, don't do it because one, everybody else is doing it. And so it's commonly what's commonly taught. And then two, hey, well, what am I going to do then? I don't get paid. So that's why I left being a financial advisor in 2006. I couldn't teach this stuff anymore and let people lose money and lose their lives, essentially, lose their freedom and lose control of their destiny because of things happening in the markets. So if you're in the market right now and you're just watching it go down, and you're wondering what to do, or you didn't even know it was going down, that's even worse. Your biggest money leak might be the money you're losing in your retirement plans. If you're in that situation, especially if you got at least $100,000 or more, and like I said, I met with somebody who had $600,000 in the market. Imagine if you lost 10% of $600,000. That's $60,000 you just lost. And most market pullbacks lose 20 to 40%. Imagine what that looks like. If you got over $100,000 in the market, you need to email me now and say, Chris, do I need to do something different? So email me, chris@moneyripples.com, if you've got questions on that. But I want to wrap up the show with this, is that you need to be in control of your money. You need to be in control of your destiny and your freedom. The only way to do that is to not do what everybody's done for decades, because people are not better off financially than they were before. They're worse off. People are not getting any more freedom by saving in the retirement plans they've been saving. Stop looking for a retirement planner. Look for a retirement doer. Look for someone who's actually going to help you create cash flow today. And if you're in business, the very best investment may have nothing to do with the market. It should be in your own business. And no financial advisor is even going to tell you to do that because they don't get paid to tell you to put money in your business. That's the one thing that I had to distance myself from, because I knew in your business that could be the best rate of return you could possibly get, because you can make money without money. You can make money with very little money. And that's what's awesome. If you start focusing that way and you start building your whole financial plan, quote unquote, your financial doing around that, watch what will happen. Watch when you start making more money in your business and with the money you have in savings. Now that money doesn't lose money. That's the key. First and foremost, first step is don't lose money. Number two is, how do you start making more money and make more than what you would gambling it in the markets? That's the cool thing you can start doing. So that's my challenge to you, is that you got to open your eyes and look through the marketing, look through all the financial BS that's out there that they've been telling you for years to do, because it's in the financial institution's best interest, not yours. You've been sold a bill of goods for so many years, it's time to stop it. And if you're questioning right now, if your gut's already telling you, Chris, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if I should be doing this. I hope that right now what I'm teaching is liberating you. It's giving you that power to say, you know what? I can say no. I can go toe-to-toe with a financial advisor saying, I am violating principle. I'm gambling with my money. You can't guarantee me anything. You can't promise me anything what's going on. I want control back of my money. Give it to me. And then if you understand the right principles, you know how to use your money right, then watch what will happen. Then you'll start to see like what happened with one of my old clients, Marty, where he actually gained $100,000 as net worth just because one, he didn't lose it. And two, he made sure that his money made money. And I'll tell you, it was cool because the only money he actually lost over those next couple of years was the $250,000 he left with his financial advisor who ran off with the money. That was it. And he actually said it to me laughing when we went out to dinner when he came to visit me in Salt Lake City. He said, you know, Chris, I'm actually not bummed about it. He's like, yeah, I didn't want to lose that money, but at least I took your recommendations a few years ago and that protected me. That got me to a good place. So that's what I recommend for you guys. Get your money under control, get your life back, and start to create new patterns of freedom because it is possible. I'm telling you, there are so many cool things you can do with your money and with your abilities and resources and everything that you have to create massive amounts of money and wealth and freedom so you can actually enjoy your family now. You can actually enjoy doing the things that you want to do and be with the people that you want to be with and do the things that you love. That is my passion. That's why I'm teaching what I teach, because I want you to be able to do what you love, make money doing it. If you can do that too, that's awesome, right? And I want to teach people to do that too. But do what you love, make great money while you're doing it, and enjoy the life that you love and enjoy the life that you deserve. Everybody, this is Chris Miles signing off. Again, if you've got questions for me, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Everybody, have a great, prosperous week. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.